Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time for the Israel Report. Julian Resnick, thank you so much for standing in for Rolene Marks this afternoon. Shana Tova to you.
Shana Tova to you too.
Julian, some very weird news coming out of Israel over the past few days about this bizarre prison break. Six terrorists, dangerous men, escaped from an Israeli jail. How does that happen from Israel's, one of Israel's most secure facilities?
I think that what we found out, it was just not a particularly secure facility. Everything that could have gone wrong, every rule that the prison guards could have broken was broken. One of the guards was fast asleep on a second tower where there was supposed to be a guard. There was no guard. Nobody was looking at the security footage. And I suppose one could say, well, they were preparing in some way for Rosh Hashanah, because this was, of course, Erev Rosh Hashanah when this happened. So, you know, from a jail that was supposedly one of the more secure jails in Israel, many, many questions, have come up. And of course, the question that's being asked now is, was there some type of help on the inside?
Sure.
Or possibly some type of help from the outside? Those questions are still unanswered at this point.
It hasn't ended there, though, Julian, has it? I mean, so we've got these six escapees. The Israeli armed forces are obviously on a mission to try and recapture them. They appear to be in the Jenin area, but being offered protection by the local population, everybody's weighing in, the PA, Hamas. There seems to be fallout in terms of the fact that there's riots now on the West Bank. I'm not understanding. What is going on?
So, at some point in the future, there's going to be a new movie with a name that we remember from some other, from years past. It's going to be called The Great Escape.
Sure. 100%.
And this Great Escape is going to tell the story of how five members of the Islamic Jihad got together with one of the most infamous prisoners in Israeli security prisoners in Israeli jail, who was actually one of the leaders of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade of the PLO of Fatah,
yeah.
Zakaria Zubeda,
yeah.
Who, by the way, if you're looking for a fascinating personal story, you don't get more interesting than him, or from the Jenin area. Clearly, this had been planned for a long time. And now they are either in Jenin at this point or just on our side of the Green Line. Some Israeli forces have been in Jenin this afternoon. I'm not sure what they have managed to do. There's a lot of speculation, but nobody outside of the armed forces actually knows what's going on.
All right, we'll watch that with interest. I hope things calm down in the West Bank, because they certainly don't seem to be calm at the moment. What's also not calm, Julian, is the situation vis-a-vis coronavirus in Israel. I mean, you were the world leaders. I'm not sure what the situation is right now.
So I think the situation now is actually fascinating. And I choose that as I think it's the appropriate word, because on the one hand, this has been a very bad couple of weeks in terms of the number of people who have been affected by corona, have become ill with corona. But what is clearly happening is we're really at the point in which the question of how one lives with corona is really on the table. Because you probably remember a couple of months ago, people were talking about what is the post-corona world going to look like. I think you have a little bit of a glimpse at the moment into what the world living with corona looks like over here. Because if you think of the facts over here,
yeah.
93% of eligible Israelis have either been vaccinated or have recovered from being ill with corona,
yeah.
Which is extraordinary. 36% of eligible over 12-year-olds have already received the booster. And what I think we're seeing now is that the reality of corona, at least as we know it at the moment, is that we are going to have to create strategies of how to live with it. You know, to imagine that we are going to get beyond this in a month or 2 months or 3 months, I think is a fantasy. The real question is, how does one live with it? And we're just getting to the point, in not only in my opinion, but in the opinion, I think, of many of the experts, in which there is the beginning of the curve is heading downwards in terms of the number of seriously ill people. I'm sure you're aware that the British Medical Association just published a paper saying that it's actually a nonsense to record all the time how many people are being infected with corona.
Yeah.
They reckon that the only important question is how many people are becoming seriously ill or, God forbid, dying. And that, I think, is becoming and is going to become the really relevant figure at the moment.
I think that's true. And I think press reporting from all over the world, places like Singapore and the like, that they're saying this will be endemic and we're just going to have to learn to live with it. And it seems that that is exactly what we are currently learning to do. If you don't mind, I don't really want to spend too much time talking about the Paralympics, because we did speak to Rolene about that as and when it happened last week. If you don't mind, I wouldn't mind rather addressing with you the headline in the Times of Israel today about the fact that your foreign minister is in Moscow. Why is he there?
Why is he in Moscow? Well, look, I think that everybody is aware that the crucial player in the Middle East at the moment is actually more and more becoming other people other than the United States. I think that's possibly the best way to put it. The United States of America has for many, many years been the dominant regional player. And I think that the fact that they are beginning to withdraw, by the way, not only under Biden,
yeah,
under Trump as well, you know, both the Trump presidency and now the Biden presidency, we are seeing the United States actually contracting in terms of the role that they are playing regionally. Now, of course, people on the left like to blame Trump. People on the right like to blame Biden. But I think the reality is America is contracting in terms of the role it is playing on not only in the Middle East but globally. And as we know from our science lessons in high school, mine was at Paul Ruiz Gymnasium in Stellenbosch, there's no such thing as a vacuum. Yeah. Even in Stellenbosch they knew that. There's no such thing as a vacuum. And I think what we're seeing now is Israel has to now make a set of decisions. How are we going to relate to Russia? How are we going to relate to China? How are we going to relate to India? You know, as I stood on my parents-in-law's veranda looking over the bay in Haifa just a few days ago, I was looking out over the new harbor built by the Chinese. The Americans are furious about this. But what is clearly happening is that new players are going to be jockeying for becoming the people who are going to have control in the area. Russia is one of the candidates. Israel has to find ways of interacting with major powers in the region. Russia is one of them.
And I would imagine that becomes doubly important, having witnessed what went on in Afghanistan. I mean, I think Israel knows that they can't rely on America to the extent that maybe they wish they could have.
Well, you know, I think that we have this reality that most countries, except for the few superpowers, have. To a large extent, we have to rely on ourselves. But at the same time, anybody who thinks that we can go it alone without a major international partner is, I think, fooling themselves. You know, as much as we'd like to see ourselves as, the way we talk about our army and our air force, rightfully so, because they are powerful military forces, but we can't go it alone. We can't go it alone. Economically, we can't go it alone in terms of international diplomacy. We can't go it alone in terms of the military realities. We have to be in relationships with other countries, and these are going to be complicated relationships, but they have to be relationships.
Julian Resnick, we're out of time. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon here on Chai FM. Toda rabba lecha.
Bakusha. Shana tova.